I hope you don't need me to tell you that today is September 11th, 2022, was 21 years ago on this day that the world as we knew it changed forever when radical Islamic terrorists attacked America. Now, this attack was not perpetrated with weapons, not done by technology. It was committed by just brute force and box cutters as a backup. If you look back at some of the facts and reality from this day 21 years ago, the Burning Tower stood nearly an hour, 56 minutes for the first tower before it fell, 102 minutes for the second tower. It only took 12 seconds to fall when they eventually did. Total number of people who we lost that day, 2,977, 2,753 in New York, 184 at the Pentagon, and 40 on the plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Number of firefighters, paramedics killed, 343. NYPD lost 23 officers. Port Authority, police officers, 37 of those lost their lives. 1,402 employees died in Tower 1, 614 in Tower 2. If you look at the number of nations whose citizens were killed in the attacks on the state 21 years ago, 115 total nations. There are a total of 21,906 remains found. 291 of those were, as they would say in forensic science, intact. The number of families who got no remains, and probably in many aspects no closure, 1,717. In the immediate aftermath, you might remember there was a reaching for healing. There was a unity of people from different cultures, opposing political parties, variety of faiths. You can maybe flash back to street after street filled with homes flying the American flag. No, those times didn't last long, did they? Those flags became tattered and faded, bickering between opposing sides of our nation resumed. Conspiracies started to overshadow the truth of what happened on that horrible day. Got a question for you. Are we any better today, in 2022, versus how dismissive so many became regarding this day? It's safe to say probably by the middle of 2002. This is why we need to remember rather than get over it, as so many say we should do. They've been saying that for quite a few years, actually. Terrorists knocked America to her knees. She got back up, and, well, she certainly fought back. If we relegate September 11th, 2001, and the months that immediately followed to some dust-covered history book sitting on a shelf, how will we know what to do if another attack is launched against America, either from outside or even from within? Today and every day, we need to remember September 11th, 2001. We must. It's our obligation. It's our duty to the lives that were lost, our duty to the lives of the future.